3, 2, 1. What's going on, everybody? It's your man, DLP the Prince. This is the PVO show presented to you by Nerd Rage Entertainment. And man, do I got something to tell y'all. We're going to do this review real quick. Got work tonight. We're going to go ahead and give you, I'm going to go ahead and do a review for Eternals. Me and my fiance want to go see this movie. I have been waiting really long to see this. Right now, there are so many people, I feel like they don't like change. So a lot of them are, so some people are very skeptical. I got other friends, they are thinking about things way too political. And sometimes Disney can get off track sometimes, but they're thinking about things way too political about, because there were articles and stuff that came out, you know, they were trying to do things for, you know, representation. And if anybody's bitching about that, then that's on them. If you don't want to watch the movie, don't watch the movie. But honestly, this movie in itself does everything that it's supposed to do. It explains to you who the Eternals are. And right off the bat, the Eternals, now I'm going to stop you right now. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the movie, stop right now, because I'm about to spoil every damn thing for the movie. This is really going to explain everything about like who these guys are, you know, their purpose and whatnot. So the Eternals, they're like, you know, saying they're almost godlike, but not necessarily. They are specifically created by Aramish. Aramish is the person in charge, who makes sure that their job is to feed enough energy to him so that he can create the next celestial every billion years or something like that. So their job is to be there to make sure that enough energy gets built up into that planet, and then a celestial is then eventually born. They do their best to help humanity without interfering. You know, their job is not to interfere. They've been told, you know, we don't want you interfering. That's why they didn't help with Thanos. And they explain all of that. They explain why they don't stop catastrophes. They explain why they don't come in and stop some of these dumb things that happen. And it really, like, it's very in depth. The director, she did a really good job making a movie. This is not your regular superhero movie. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Watching this, yes, you got the certain scenes and stuff like that when the action finally starts out, but this is a movie, and they need to make sure that they get back with this director. Don't sleep on this this lady. She really did a fantastic job. It's a beautiful movie. But on top of that, there's a lot of storytelling here. You got to really feel the progression of the story that they were trying to put out. And the story was all about these individuals, all of them. It went back to their past and showed you what they did back then. You know, saying it shows you how everything led up to the point where they had their last mission, and basically they were told, you know what, you guys have done your job, we've taken out all the deviants, and now you guys can just go out and live, you know, saying, and just live, have a life and stuff like that. They had a leader that, you know, that was in charge, that knew the whole history and everything. She knew the truth about who they were. She knew the truth about what their actual purpose was, because none of them were told what their true, in fact, purpose was. None of them was told that once they built up enough energy for that, you know, saying for that planet, so that the planet, so that they can eventually go ahead and give birth to a brand new celestial, so that another universe could eventually exist, and whatnot. Then, you know, saying, you know, like it's their, this was their job. But when that celestial came out, the cess is called an emergence. So whenever there was an emergence, that celestial breaks out of the planet basically and is completely given birth. But at the same time, that planet is destroyed. that planet cease to exist, all of them will eventually lose their memory and start over a whole new life on another planet. And it basically just starts all over again for them. They spend, you know, thousands and thousands upon years there. Then it comes, like later in the movie, you find out what their, you know, the truth is that, yes, they're there to build the, you know, to make this happen and all of that stuff. But they actually learn who they are as people. They are synthetic. They are synthetic beings that Aramesh created. They don't actually exist. Like, they're not real people or whatnot. They're not an entity. Like, they have his energy and stuff like that, but within them, they were made from that. But still, they, their makeup is to just, you know, if they die, you know, he has another one ready. Like, he'll have another celestial, like, he'll have another eternal that he will then create, or already has created, and he'll just give that, you know, that eternal life and turn them on and activate them. The same thing happens with the Deviants. The Deviants actually are same thing. They are, Aramesh created he created both, is what actually happens. When they find out that, you know, he created the Deviants, and he also created the Eternals, and he has both of them fighting back and forth and doing all this whatnot so that energy could be created. There had to be conflict so that they could then do what they have to do in order to create, you know, saying in order to create the next Celestial. That enough energy has to be stored. So every time that they would fight Deviants and whatnot and do all of this stuff, that helped, you know, saying with everything, that was all of it basically just planned. So it kind of like, it makes them feel like, all right, what the hell is our existence now? Our existence is now nothing. And it was just wild to see. But like, I loved all the characters, and you got eventually a chance to see every single one of these characters. You got to learn something about them. It didn't feel like it was rushed to me. You know, I was a little let down as far as how things were supposed to pan out for Kit Harington's character as the, because he's going to be the Black Knight, but they redeemed themselves with our post-credit scenes, where there's going to be two post-credit scenes you guys will be able to see. Which is always that's always a plus for all of us Marvel goers. But a lot of you guys out there that are skeptical of this movie, you have to understand it. You need to learn these things. There's a reason why they're presenting Eternals to you. They're a part of the comics. They had a big run. You can always go back and go look at those comics if you want to, or go check out who the Eternals are on Wikipedia, so that you can do a little quick reading up and learn about their backstory, so you can find out more about them. But I thought they did an excellent job in this movie, basically giving you a full-fledged movie that is all about the Eternals and everything that they're dealing with. They all the characters were really, really cool. They're all unique. They all do not have the same powers. They literally all have something unique about them. And it's really cool to see. You see everything play out. They all cannot fly. Icarus is the one that is able to fly. The rest of them, like every single one of them, all has something unique about them. And that's the one thing I love. Because I was hearing reports that, like, oh, you know, they all have the same powers, but every single one of them does this one thing that's different. No, they all do not have the same abilities. They actually all have something very different and unique. And when you do see that and you see how that plays out, it actually really does. It makes each character unique. And it did give them that. I love seeing that. Now, one time was I let down watching this. You know, it is long and, you know, had to work today. But like, I was able to, you know, I was able to watch the whole thing and really, really enjoyed it. This is really going to help move on with the next phase, with everything that's getting ready to happen. Like, there's a lot of stuff that you get from this. Like, basically learning about this, you now see, all right, now you know how Celestials are created. That's a plus for you to learn about, to know about the what the next phase is coming, because you never know when Galactus is going to show up. And guess what? Galactus is a world eater. He's one of the Celestials. You kind of sort of see, at the end when they stop the Celestial being emerged, you actually can see the Celestial that was getting ready to get birthed. And if you look at the Celestial's helmet, that's kind of getting ready to come out, you can see that that looked a little bit like Galactus. And I'm like, yo, is that Galactus? And they're like, nah, that's somebody else that was getting ready to come out. So we're not that far off from being able to eventually see Galactus, even though Galactus is a little bit different than just your regular Celestials. He's like a world eater or some shit. So like he's a little bit different. But at the same time, when we get to see him, oh, it's gonna go down. And like all of this just helps build to all of that. Like there's so much like more that's gonna be going. Like I almost feel like maybe this is like the Eternals could have, saying maybe have been turned into one of the Disney Plus shows, so that they can give you a little bit more. But this worked out. This worked out just fine. 'Cause I was scared. Everybody else, a lot of people's reactions, not necessarily to the movie, just to the trailers, is like, I don't know these people. Marvel's not giving us characters that we want. Iron Man can't, can't do Iron Man shit forever. This is, saying in real life, as far as live action goes, Robert Downey Jr. can't do Iron Man forever. You know what I'm saying? So like some characters have to move on. Phases have to, move on. There's a lot of stuff coming. Everybody should, saying don't be so skeptical, saying watch it. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. Wait till it comes out. Wait till it's on Disney Plus and then watch it there. But like this movie, I was really just really happy how things went, because it's moving, it's pushing forward with the stories. If you watch Loki and you've seen how things work with the multiverse, and how things are going to get real crazy with the multiverse now that the multiverse has been unlocked and everything, things are going to get crazy. This only adds to that, because you just get to see like the bigger picture of what's happening. There's other things that was rumored that, saying, everybody had their rumors about, mutants, us seeing mutants. I really feel now at this point we're not getting anything mutant related until Marvel just says, hey, here's mutants, because as of right now it just hasn't happened story-wise. I haven't seen anything like that happen. The movie itself, if I had to give it a rating, I'm giving it a strong I'm giving it a three, saying I'm gonna give it a four. I'm gonna give it a four. As far as my standing with this movie and a lot of other Marvel movies, this is not on my bad list. My bad list really only really consists of your Hulk movies that you had, Thor 2. The dark, saying Dark World, like that was definitely a horrible Marvel movie that always should just stay right there. Iron Man 3 can go in the bad collection. It's really sad though, because Iron Man 3 is actually rewatchable, but this movie, it is rewatchable for me. I will be able to rewatch this, and I can't wait to look at this so I can see some other things that I, may have missed. But the ending, definitely wait till you guys go see this movie and you get to look at that ending. Or if you already did see it like myself, hopefully you guys were really happy with that last cutscene that we got to see, because man, I know who that voice was, and I know you guys should know who that voice is. If you don't know who that voice is, I am so sorry that you didn't pick up on that, because that's a big giveaway. Not only did we see the Ebony Blade, but we also got to see Kit Harington's character, saying he got to physically, he's looking at it and he's thinking about touching it. And sure enough, Blade says, I don't think you should do that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think you want to do that. So now that we've heard his voice, we now know that Blade is definitely going to be a part of the MCU. We don't know in what capacity still. We don't know if that's Disney Plus or if that's going to be a movie. I'm still hoping that we're getting a movie. But it's definitely cool to see that there's going to be some crossover work with him and the Black Knight, which is going to be really good, because any kind of indication of Blade being around, involved with some big picture shit, is what we need. Seeing Blade eventually end up as an Avenger would be fucking awesome, especially if they go over his power, what his power levels are, you know, saying what kind of powers will he have for his character. Like, it's gonna be great to see all that stuff. But Eternals, I'm giving a 4. People don't be so damn skeptical and worry about political shit. The movie is definitely got its fun parts in it, and again, this movie is in fact a fucking movie. They did a really good job of telling their story for these brand new characters that you guys have never seen before. That's like everybody's problem with the movie. They don't know who any of these characters are. Watch the movie and you'll learn exactly who these characters are, because that's exactly what you get. I really feel like they need to make sure that they stick with this director and let her do more projects with them. Even if it's just with the Eternals movie, I would like to see her do more, because she really went in depth with the storytelling. And that's really important as the phases, as we move on to the next phase with these movies, is really important that every single one of these movies and these TV shows gets the proper directors with direction of storytelling, because storytelling is very important. And for the Eternals, it was really important for all of us to see what their purpose was and who they are. And you got to see exactly, you know, saying who they are, you know, saying who they were, what they were capable of. You ended up finding out, you know, saying what their real existence actually was. And then you even see them trying to figure out, like, okay, now what is our, you know, saying what is our place here now? Like, what do we do now that we know what we are? And now that we know also what we can do, there's something really cool that you get to see them do. That's, you know, they were able to stop the emergence, which sounds like, how do you stop that? And they were able to do it by finding a way to, you know, saying to do just that. They found a way to, you know, get the job done. And when you see it, when you watch the movie, you're like, well, damn, that's some powerful shit. I like that y'all did that. It's like the creators made a mistake and made a little loophole, and, you know, saying their creations found a way to get back at their own creators. So, like, it sets up at the end also for us to basically see another one. So there's going to be, obviously, there's going to be another one, and there's going to be more things. It looks like we got a glimpse of some multiverse action there, because with this new person that we saw that showed up was just like, hey, what's going on? I'm here to help y'all out because y'all gonna need my help. Like, where the hell did you come from? Like, who are you? Like, what the fuck? So it'll be really interesting to see, like, who this person, you know, saying to see who this person is and see what they do with the next movie or whatever it is that we're gonna see with them, if they do crossovers or what. But that was my review for the Eternals. We will be having another review that I'm gonna do as soon as I can for The Harder They Fall. So again, don't be so skeptical. Go watch it if you want to. If not, you know, I think in 3 or 4 months you should see it on Disney Plus. This is your man DL Peter Prince. I love you guys like always, man. Please go keep giving that word of mouth, and you know, just share the podcast around to anybody that you know. You guys are always appreciated, man. I appreciate all my listeners. You guys are amazing. And until next time.